Shelley and I were very privileged and blessed to be able to visit Vic for a couple of hours last Friday morning. And we had a really sweet fellowship with Vic. The fellowship was in the Lord. And, you know, Vic shared a few stories with us. And we had gone with the intention of maybe being a bit of an encouragement to him, spending a little time with him, maybe ministering to him, perhaps. But the reality was that he ministered to us. And we were the ones that received the blessing. And as we sat there, he had his Bible on the tray above his bed, and we said, "Well, Vic, would you like us to read, you know, something out of the Bible?" He nodded yes. I said, "Well, what would you like me to read?" He said, "Anything." So I chose, we read all of chapter 3 and chapter 4 out of Philippians. The Lord had just put that on my heart. And in Philippians 4, in the fourth verse, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." And one of the big takeaways that I had from that little two-hour meeting was Vic was rejoicing in the Lord. You know, he would just say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." And a couple of young ladies came in while we were there, a couple of nurses, and he would testify to them. "Do you know Jesus as your Savior?" So he wasn't thinking about himself or his condition. He shared his faith in the Lord. And I'll have to say that one of the other takeaways that I had was that Vic is at peace. He's at peace. He knows in whom he's believed. And he's persuaded, fully persuaded. In Philippians 4:11, Paul wrote, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, whether to be content, I know how both now how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed to be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." I can honestly say that, you know, Vic is thankful. Vic is thankful to Jesus. And he's trusting Jesus, fully trusting him for all things. And there was a glimmer in his eye. He's got those blue eyes, you know. There was a little sparkle in that eye, that left eye. The promises which God has extended to all of us and to Vic, they're about to be fulfilled. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 tells us to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting your cares upon him, for he careth for you. And he does. He cares for you and me more than he cares for anybody or anything. And although they're in that hospital bed, you know, Vic's body is very frail. It's extremely weak. His faith, I would have to say it's probably stronger now than it's ever been. Just from the little time we got to spend together. And Vic is trusting the Lord completely. And he's looking forward to meeting his bridegroom. And whether the Lord gather him into glory via the air or by the grave? We don't know. None of us know. We all have the same appointment. We do. You know, when God calls a saint home, it is a sorrowful time. Yet it's also a time of great joy. It's a time of wonderful joy for those of us who believe. Knowing that that saint will be forever in glory with the Lord. A person's faith then becomes sight. The things that we saw afar off through a glass darkly are now just as vivid as they could possibly be. And that which has been so earnestly longed for will be fulfilled. Hope gives way to glory. Philippians 4:19, Paul wrote, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." I had in my Bible, I don't know how when I wrote this, but that verse is the 100th verse of the book of Philippians. 100 being the number of completion. His riches and glory. Complete. Fulfilled. The promise fulfilled. Our faith is complete in Christ because he's the author and the finisher of it. He started it, and he's going to finish it. You know, and I've been in this meeting, like a lot of you have been in this meeting a long time. I've been here in this meeting for 40 years. And I think we can all say we've seen a lot of saints go home to be with the Lord. A lot of light has been, I don't want to say the word removed. It's just been transformed into glory. You know, Vic and Brother McLamb used to be the breakfast king guys. But they shine only more brightly in glory than they ever shine here. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious. And yeah, we sorrow. If the Lord chooses to take Vic or any of us home, there's a sorrow. It's real. But not as they which have no hope. Because we know. We know. We know. Being with Vic reminded me of my father's own homegoing almost 11 years ago now. And it was a sweet homegoing for my dad. He didn't know a lot about the Lord, but he was saved. And I remember that, well, his funeral service was over in Grand Junction, and it was at the Catholic Church. And we had, my brother and my sister and I had asked if we could say a few words. And at first, the answer was no. But after a little more persistence, they said, well, you can each have 3 minutes. 3 minutes to encapsulate a life? Well, see, there had to be a schedule that had to be kept. Couldn't be over, you know. My brother said a few things about his testimony of his relationship with my father, and my sister said some things. And I said a few things too, but you know, the Lord had put it on my heart as an opportunity, looking out among the congregation. There was not one person in that seated that had a Bible. Not one. But what else could I say other than what Paul wrote to Timothy? I said, you know, my dad loved the Lord. And I said, you don't have to pray for him. That probably raised a few eyebrows. I said, he's in glory. He's in glory with the Lord Jesus. I said, because I know that. Because over here in 1 Timothy, I read, "For now, I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." And this is what I quoted. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course," the course that God had given my father. "I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." And here's what I emphasize to the people that were listening. "And not to me only," not just to Paul, "but to unto all them also that love his appearing." That might have been the first time anybody had ever heard that verse. There's a crown of glory. That glory dawning morning is right there. It's right in front of us. Because God said it so. Well, if you get the opportunity, and I pray that you take the time to go visit Brother Vic. It'll be a blessing both to him and to you. And just pray for the family. They all need prayer. Everybody needs prayer. And there might be a little light removed from this meeting, but what it's going to be like when we're together in glory on that glory dawning morning, that light's going to be so bright. Amen. Praise his name.